Richard Del Conner here. I perform on stage and television shows as the philosopher poet. When I perform a poem, I usually play a song that I wrote on flute. So each podcast will probably be a poem, a flute song, and a discussion. I like to tell you about my poetry. It's my way of kind of getting into philosophy, so it's a starting point. I can give you some information, and then you give me your information. We share, we argue, and hopefully we're both smarter as a result of it. So, hey, Shaolin Music is our ASCAP publisher, and today's poem is going to be a interesting one. It's actually, I think, it's Hope for the Devil, right? Yes. No hope for the devil. Or no, it is just called Hope for the Devil. In other words, it's saying there is hope for the devil. And we're going to show how the new millennial philosophy and religions are basically going to be to the devil's benefit. So yes, here we are. This is Richard Del Conner, philosopher, poet. Welcome to my podcast show. Hello, Richard here. And this is Hope for the Devil from my philosopher, poet in a Field of Dreams poetry book. Hope for the Devil. I asked my Lyft driver, who is your favorite one of the Star Wars characters since that religion begun? He answered, I love Kylo Ren. I was surprised he would mention the kid who killed his father dead so he could be evil resurrected. I asked my Lyft driver to explain, why would you choose him as your dream? He answered that someday the murderous child will do one good act, and his soul will be redeemed.
Eugene here, VP Marketing, Shaolin Records, and I'm here to tell you, get the book, Philosopher Poet in a Field of Dreams. It's a poetry book by Richard Del Conner. It's got handwritten poetry on the right side and typeset poetry on the left side. It's a unique thing. And everybody likes it. Get the book you haven't got yet. Get it. Philosopher Poet in a Field of Dreams by Richard Del Conner.
All right. Here's a song. Go along with Hope for the Devil. The poem today. This is a Great Salt Lake. Richard Del Conner here. See you later.
Today's song, Great Salt Lake, is from the album by American Zen, titled Level 2 Equals Christ Killer. This scary album was written and performed and recorded while he was living in Utah. Period. So Great Salt Lake is a song on the record. It's the first song on the record. Get the record. It's a really good, it's a folk rock album. Christ Killer by American Zen.
All right, to explain the philosophy of this poem, Hope for the Devil, it's obvious that someone is picking a very, very vulgar hero for obvious teenage reasons. When I was a teenager, I kind of idolized the Hell's Angels, so I think that's very normal for young kids to have a kind of a negative role models to some sense. I guess they represent power, maybe of some sort, rebellion. So I can relate to that. But picking somebody who kills their father just out of greed and selfishness, that's a hard one to justify or even rationalize at all. So my Lyft driver, that wasn't him just driving by, my Lyft driver was basically portraying the Christian philosophy, and I thought that was very interesting, because that was one of the things I've always had trouble with in the Christian philosophy, is that I could today murder 10 people, tomorrow ask for forgiveness, and I'd be fine. It would be, as far as God was concerned, it never happened. And I've never believed that was the right thing for the church to teach people. I don't think in the last 2,000 years that has made the world a better place. I think that the church and their religion and the way that they've interpreted anything that Jesus might have said has been really badly used. Or maybe it just wasn't worth using, because it didn't work out well, in my opinion. All right, so that's my opinion. And I've actually got a lot of other people who share that opinion. I know that. So here we go. The point being is, in terms of the Christian redemption, this is somebody who believes that he can actually be evil, and then all he's going to have to do is do one good thing, and somehow he's going to be absolved of his sins. And so that's what he wants to believe. And so he's pushing that belief very strongly into the world so that he can actually believe it. So that's interesting how people can convince themselves of these falsehoods. And that's another thing that Christianity has really been good at. It's taught people to believe things that aren't true. The moment you can start believing a lot of the things in the Bible as true or factual, you open yourself up to believe anything else that's false also. So the moment you believe one lie, you've opened the door to believe two lies, and three, and four, and they're all right behind it, lined up. You just can't let lies into your life. You should strive for truth, and when you find a lie in your life, you should kick it out. But that's... Okay, so where were we? Now back to our Lyft driver. So, like I said, I thought it was interesting that they've taken away religion, they're atheists, and yet they're still somehow holding on to these Christian principles. Richard Del Conner with our Richard Del Conner story here, and I was just going to tell you about how I made a mistake, and it was kind of a cool mistake. It kind of worked out better. I'm glad I made the mistake in a sense. Kind of like LSD. That was a mistake. That was an accidental inhalation. All right, here we go. The book Philosopher Poet in a Field of Dreams, my current publication, my newest book just published, was written, handwritten, on Jim Morrison's birthday. Jim Morrison, the singer-poet of the Doors. Now, Jim Morrison was a role model for me of some sort. Even as a kid, I realized his excesses and immaturities were... Yeah, immature to me. I could see his problems even as someone who was younger than him. Still, I idolized him and I liked what he was doing. And I was a hippie. I was a young hippie. And so he was like one of the king of the hippies, or king of the dark side of the hippies, him and Mick Jagger. So on his birthday, I hand wrote the entire book. And then those pages are the right side pages of the book. And then I typeset it in the library on the other side to match it, the same poetry. But it turned out that it wasn't Jim Morrison's birthday. But it was a rainy day, and I was in my car, kind of crammed here into the front seat, and I had to kind of get comfortable, which wasn't really easy, and I had to handwrite that whole book. And It was really neat. And what made it kind of neat was thinking that I was doing something that I thought Jim Morrison would want to do. I thought, this is something that Jim Morrison wanted to do. He wanted to be a poet and publish his book. He would love to probably have this book and even have done something like this, where he hand wrote it and printed it. So in a way, I felt like I was not necessarily embodying his spirit, but in a sense, in a way, yes, maybe kind of being part of his legacy and going the distance for him a little further, holding the torch for him. And I must give him a little bit of credit. He did influence me as a songwriter, as a poet. And I don't know, as a person, I think in a way he influenced me by showing me what not to do. His excesses and his flamboyant pushing people to do drugs made me realize that I liked my style of not pushing people to do drugs and not being so risk-taking. And I realized that I'm glad I didn't drink. Seeing him drink, I realized drinking was his downfall. And so I kept drinking out of my life. So some of his mistakes were actually role model mistakes for me, because they influenced me not to do those things too. But at the same time, I was trying to still embody some of his poetic and artistic and creative and romantic spirit. And when you hear some of my songs, I kind of realize now I can hear the Doors' influence on some of the songs. And we can point those out later. Well, you should discover them yourself. Go check out my music. Okay, so anyway, I was just going to tell you that the book Philosopher Poet in a Field of Dreams was written on what I thought was Jim Morrison's birthday. It turned out it was like 2 days later. But on my phone, it said, "Happy birthday, Jim." I woke up and saw that. I go, "Oh, it's Jim's birthday." But they were posting it like every day. It was like an advertisement for some Happy Birthday, Jim show they were doing for somewhere or something. I don't know. So their advertisement messed me up. But then again, like I say, my misinterpretation and making a mistake and thinking it was Jim Morrison's birthday actually empowered my writing that day. I think it made it a little bit better, and I was trying just a little bit harder by thinking of him also.